This is what Imam al-Askari had to do. The Imam kept writing letters and letters and letters and letters. This is what the Ahlul Bayt have done. They had to make sure that when they leave, the people, there's enough of them and they are strong enough to be able to carry this very weighty movement, this very difficult movement, this great responsibility, move it forward. Remember, we said they had layers that they worked on. They had the general masses that was simply the love of the Ahlul Bayt that they had. But then there were two other layers. There were a layer of the Shia that believed theologically in the Ahlul Bayt, but they were just average Shias. Then you had the closest to the Ahlul Bayt. These closest individuals to the Ahlul Bayt were trained scholars, ulama, pious people that would carry on the movement. If you look at all religions, who changes the religions that God sends to guide people? Who changes them? Who caused the change and the alteration of Judaism? Who caused the Jews that were supposed to be believing in God, that were supposed to be believing in the hereafter, that supposed to believe in their prophet, who caused them to reject Jesus, the prophet of Islam? According to the verse of the Holy Quran, it says that they knew the Prophet the way they would know their own child. That's how much description they had in their scripture about how the Prophet was going to look, what he was going to say, where he was going to be. They knew all of that. But what made them such that the mushrikeen would believe the Jews wouldn't? Who caused that? According to the verses of the Holy Quran, the scholars of those religions. The Ahlul Bayt, over the course of these years, with all the difficulty, trained believers that they had enough trust to entrust these believers with the religion that is supposed to remain until the day of judgment, and they had trust in them that they're not going to change it. They will accept to be tortured to death, but they will not change it. When they had Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr rahmatullah alayh in prison, the animal Saddam, when he had him in prison, they tortured him in ways that is difficult to even mention. For him to issue fatwa against Islam, he took the torture, he didn't make it. After 1,000 years, brothers and sisters, this is the product of what the Ahlul Bayt have made. Generation after generation, they've handed down that knowledge, that piety, and you have this still. This is what Imam al-Askari had to do. The Imam kept writing letters and letters and letters. And letters. With all the difficulty in getting these letters out, he had created the channel. He had people that were able, in all secrecy, take this and distribute it so the people, the believers, would be saved and they would know their path from that point onwards. This is how the Ahlul Bayt fought.